Hello, I'm Maurice Powell. Welcome to A Little Like Music, Manx Radio's regular Thursday evening classical music hour. Something different for this evening. I'm going to play an entire symphony, one that was at one time extremely well known and popular, but is virtually forgotten today. And I'm going to intersperse some of the movements with other pieces just to break things up. Now, if this sounds all a bit daunting, this is not Mahler or Bruckner or anybody like that, I'm going to play the whole of Carl Goldmark's Rustic Wedding Symphony, first performed in 1876. It owes something, I suppose, to Beethoven's Pastoral Symphony. I mean, everything's in the title, isn't it? A Rustic Wedding Symphony. It contains five movements. There's a bridal song, there's a scherzo, an evening serenade, and a fiery dance to finish with. As I say, this symphony was immensely popular, really right through probably until the Second World War. Goldmark himself was a contemporary of Brahms, so you might think of this music as a more amiable version of Brahms. I mean, nobody will pretend that Brahms had an amiable personality. But in fact, he and Goldmark got on quite well for a time. There's certainly reports of Goldmark and Brahms walking and chatting quite happily in the gardens around Vienna. But for some reason, they fell out. I mean, eventually, more or less everybody fell out with Brahms. He had a reputation for being a bit grumpy and a bit too pointed, I think, with his comments. But nevertheless, he was very complimentary about this Rustic Wedding Symphony. It's kind of Brahms on the lighter side. Perhaps it has more in common with Dvorak and his sort of Czech country music. It's an immensely attractive piece, and it's a pity that it's not performed more, but I guess the name Carl Goldmark on a programme won't sort of drag the punters in, which is a great pity, because those punters are missing out on hundreds, if not thousands, of delightful pieces of music. So, let's begin at the beginning. The opening is a march and a set of variations, and sets the whole tone for the piece. It's an intriguing little tune, which, I say, is subject to various variations, beautifully orchestrated, as I say, light, amiable music, not sort of heavy German music. Hard to think that this music was written at the same time that, say, Wagner was writing Tristan and Isolde and Parsifal and Meistersinger. This is quite different. So, march and variations from Carl Goldmark's Rustic Wedding Symphony. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was the opening movement of Carl Goldmark's Rustic Wedding Symphony, a march with variations. And it's by far the longest movement in the entire symphony. In fact, it could almost be a standalone piece of, you know, like an air and variations for orchestra. Quite what Goldmark's idea was, it's hard to say. He certainly likes playing about with his rather jaunty little theme, and we get all sorts of moods passing through: brilliant, tender, colourful, of course, boisterous, majestic, even humorous as well. Perhaps it's a kind of a portrait of all the possible guest types at a country wedding. Picture something out of Bruegel. I'm not sure. But a very substantial movement. Now, before we go on to any more of this wonderful symphony, which I hope you've enjoyed, let's have a complete change, something really relaxing. This is a nocturne for piano by the Irish composer John Field, contemporary of Haydn, Beethoven and Schubert, credited with inventing the genre of the nocturne, which of course Chopin made extremely popular just a few decades later. This is the first of Field's nocturnes in E-flat major, played this evening by Benjamin Frith.
Thank you.
The Nocturne No. 1 in E-flat major by John Field. Let's return now to Goldmark's Rustic Wedding Symphony, and there follows two short movements now. The Bride's Song, followed by a serenade, which is a kind of spicily orchestrated scherzo. So two more short movements then, Bridal Song, or the Bride's Song, and a scherzo serenade.
Thank you.
Two more movements from Carl Goldmark's Rustic Wedding Symphony. That was the bridal song, or the bride's song, and the nifty little serenade there. Very attractive. See what I mean? There's something Brahmsian about it, but it's just easy to listen to. It doesn't plumb the depths anywhere. Just makes lovely background sounds. Truly light music. When you consider how heavy German symphonies could be in the last quarter of the 19th century, it's really quite delightful. Now, before we move on, I'm going to play another short piece by the Scottish composer of the 19th century, Alexander Mackenzie. Now, I did play a nautical overture, I think, by him in the last programme, and it got me thinking about Mackenzie, and I remembered that it was a friend up in Ramsey, Jack Brown, who actually drew my attention to Mackenzie's music, some years ago now, at a kind of a musical soiree. And I sort of was looking out for compact discs of his music and eventually found them. So I really owe it all to Jack to introduce me to the music of Mackenzie, and a very rewarding it's been too. So for you, Jack, I'm going to play The Dance, the third movement from the Pibroch Suite, Opus 42. Pibroch, literally pipe music or bagpipe music. This dance movement is for violin and orchestra, is based on a 17th century tune called Leslie's Lilt. So, from the Pibroch Suite by Alexander Mackenzie, Dance. Thank you. That was the third movement, Dance, from Alexander Mackenzie's Pibroch Suite, Opus 42. And thank you to Jack Brown for introducing me to the music of Alexander Mackenzie some years ago now. And a very rewarding journey it's been. Another movement now then from Goldmark's Rustic Wedding Symphony. This is In the Garden. This is, in effect, a kind of a slow movement, warm and overflowing with emotion, a kind of scene d'amour, if you like, rather like that wonderful scene from Berlioz's Romeo and Juliet. Just an enchanting piece.
Thank you.
In the Garden from Carl Goldmark's Rustic Wedding Symphony. Now, we've heard virtually all of that symphony this evening, and there's one movement to go, which is the dance, a kind of a wedding dance, a frenetic kind of a country dance. Do you know, I think I'm going to leave that until the next programme. You can have too much of a good thing, and it will make a splendid overture, if you like, to the next evening that we share together. So I'm going to do that, if you don't mind, and then for the last 10 minutes or so of this programme, or less than that, in fact, 6 or 7 minutes of this programme, have a couple of pieces of light music, British light music, which I've never played before. So the composer I have in mind is Len Stevens. Now, he's one of the backroom boys of British light music, toiling away, if you like, not really in the limelight. But he was one of those composers that could take a very, very simple tune and in less than 2 minutes make it sound like a miniature masterpiece. Here, first of all, then, is Len Stevens' Hurly Burly. Well, that might count as the most exuberant piece I've ever played in this series. Sounds like music for a film about a cage of frenetic budgerigars or something. Extraordinary piece. Here's another short piece by Len Stevens. This is called Cinema Foyer. Thank you. Cinema Foyer by Len Stevens, and that brings us to the end of the programme. Hope you've enjoyed my selection. I hope you enjoyed the Goldmark Rustic Wedding Symphony. As I say, a piece that was once extremely popular. I think we even conductors like Beecham into the 20s and 30s. Anyway, more of him perhaps next time. To play us out with then, Robert Farnan, High Street. Please join me again next Thursday at 9. Goodbye. Thank you.